This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're picking off the second hour of the live Saturday show. The phones are open. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. We started out here with what is basically a hit piece from the Associated Press going against Twitter, saying that because of Elon Musk, that Twitter has become not just the de facto public square, as Musk would have you believe, but also a place where it has devolved into a, quote, chaos of uncontrolled speech.
Speech, not that.
This is what the AP would have you believe.
I'm sorry, I was sitting over here as Ian was speaking. I was flapping my lips and trying to match his words, whatever he was saying, coming out of his mouth, because people have called in on numerous occasions and been like, you and Captain Kickass sound the same. I don't think we sound anything alike, but like, there's some people who think we do. So
whoever
was watching, if Ian was talking, perhaps I was convincing enough, lip-syncing you to, like, you know, sort of see my lips move but hear your voice, so now they're really confused. I don't know.
So we can continue that discussion. Also on the way, the CBDC, as they say, the central bank digital currency, the puff piece from the Canadian media that is worth sharing, because this is how they're going to be pitching this idea when it comes here, and it is likely coming. They haven't officially said so yet, but
oh, they are officially working on
the
it.
The gears are in motion.
There's
and, yeah,
not
they
really
are
much
on.
For like for the USD to become a CBD. There's not much work to be
you
done.
Say that.
The,
well,
the
we
currency
can talk about
is
it.
Already digital. So.
Well, we'll talk about it coming up here in moments. But first, we go to the phones. James in West Virginia, listening to WVTS in Charleston. Go ahead, James.
Hi, guys. I have a question for you.
Yes.
How old were you guys in 1996?
I was in my teens, mid-teens.
I was 24.
Okay. Well, you're, all right.
12.
All right. Well, you're older than I thought you were. Anyway, back in 96, news groups on the Internet.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Super popular. I mean, there was probably more news groups than there were anything. As a matter of fact, back then, AOL had more information in their mainframe computer than
mail.
The Internet did at that time.
Hmm. Wow.
And when you logged in to AOL, they really didn't want you outside of their mainframe computer.
Right.
So you actually had to search on their webpage to find a little tiny spot that says, click here for the Internet, right? So anyway, back then, again, news groups were huge, and you could never tell exactly what each one of them actually was, because they would put it in such a way that, hey, I'm interested in that, but then when you go there, it was completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And there were so many news groups with child pornography that you could look at, I mean, just the worst photographs you can even imagine of little 6 and 7 year old children, mostly girls. And when I saw that, now I'm an old guy, so, you know, I said, my God, is this what the Internet is going to be? I looked up the address of some federal agency in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. I forget what it is now, but they were supposedly in charge of child pornography and all kinds of stuff like that. Not necessarily on the Internet, mind you. Hell, it might even have been the FBI. I can't remember.
All right.
But I actually saved about 6 of these photographs, and I sent those.
Do not try this at home, by the way. This is
these are
right. Gonna
things
get you
I don't
in,
recommend. To
this
anyone.
Is going to get you in big trouble. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, see, it was all new to us.
Sure.
Back then.
Sure. I got you.
So I sent these horrible photographs to the federal government, and I gave them the URL of this particular news group, and I said, you know, you need to shut this down as soon as possible. And guess what? I never heard from them again. I never heard from them ever.
talking.
Wow.
I never got a reply. So, I, you know, years passed.
They were probably running the news group.
Well,
he did say they were in charge of it.
But I'm just wondering if they were observing me for the next 5 years to see if, if I was continuing.
Yeah, thank your lucky stars that they didn't come knocking on your door in an unpleasant manner and then putting handcuffs on you.
Yeah, exactly, right? And like today, I mean, you would be crazy to even think about that or even to stumble onto a site like that. But back then, like I said, it was all new, and, hell, we didn't know what we were doing. And, but again, I was surprised. I never heard from the government in any fashion over that, but I have a feeling they were watching me.
They probably were. But the fact is, they really can't do much about it. They can try to do the interdictions and the arrests and all that, but as far as deleting the news group itself, it's essentially a decentralized system, so they wouldn't be able to. They could tell all U.S.-based internet service providers to delete it, and they probably would have success at that. But then there's, you know, some of them in some other country that they have no jurisdiction over.
In retrospect, I think you might have been better off. And again, don't try this at home, or, you know, but like at that particular point in time, you might have been better off sending it to like some of the heads of AOL, right? Some people who run the AOL thing, because they might have been more apt to do something about it than the government.
Well, if AOL was running a newsgroup server, they could have removed the groups from their server, and that would have been as far as they could go with it. And, you know, the reality is the Internet is a tool. It is a tool to transmit information, and that's it. The Internet does not care what information that you are transmitting. So it can be used for good, and it can be used for evil.
Or for awesome.
And that's just the reality of it. James, anything else you want to share your thoughts?
Well, I'll just end with this. I thought it was interesting that a guy from China started a wonderful computer corporation out of New Jersey, right next to the major FedEx shipping area. So all he had to do was go across the hall, and he could ship his computers out. And they were called Quantex Computers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most of us had no clue how to even operate a computer. I mean, you know, because we're constantly getting the blue screen of death back in Windows 3 and so forth. And so he offered free online support. And that support came from Utah, from the universities there. He hired all these kids who knew what they were doing, and I must have spent hours and hours and hours with these kids learning to repair my computer or fix it or straighten it out or whatever. Well, that guy went bankrupt, and those were the good old days, boys.
Thanks,
thank God,
James.
I wasn't in the gone,
thanks for the call. I do appreciate hearing from you. Joe is on the line in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, how you doing, Ian?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Nicholas, and how you doing, Captain?
Good. Welcome.
You were talking about your trial, right? So I think your attorney, a prosecutor, for fraud blocking.
Oh, unfortunately, your signal is not so hot tonight, Joe. It sounded okay when I was screening your call. I'm going to give you another chance.
How about now?
Say that again. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. You should be tried by a jury of your peers, so shouldn't you be tried by all libertarians?
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Unfortunately, I don't think it works that way.
Be on your, well, that's what it says per se.
It does say that. It does say that.
Your peers.
What does the government recognize as the definition of peer, though?
Well, I mean, reasonably speaking, his peers would go, who was the victim?
Yeah.
Reasonably speaking, anybody with a brain would go, who was the victim?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, they're going to try to get people without brains, basically.
Oh, yeah. Puppets. You know they are.
Puppets against you. Well, that's what your attorney's got to look for, a jury of your peers.
Yeah, I'm not familiar enough with the various different court decisions over this over the years, but you can better believe people have brought this up before. It's like, well, you know, how come these people don't look like me? They don't act like me. They're not my friends. These aren't people that I know. I don't have any relation to them. They're not my peers.
My community.
Right? They're not in my interest group.
The court has repeatedly found that jury of your peers is merely a term of propaganda.
Basically, yeah. It just basically means, can they fog a mirror? Okay, let's put them on the jury. That's what it comes
down to. Yeah, trying to find any way to get you off, Ian. Anyway.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, that's digital currency, right?
Let's talk about it. Hang on. Digital currency. We'll get into it coming up here in moments with Joe, and your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. We will talk about the CBDCs, which is the big big scary thing on the horizon in the world of digital currency. You're going to start hearing more and more about it, unfortunately. Again, it's not official yet in the United States, but it is in some other countries. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
People's not there.
The Reverend Captain Kickass. We got Twitter. We've been talking about with the amnesty that's going into effect apparently early next week. It's setting off the people on the left, people at the AP writing a hit piece about it. We'll share a little bit more from that. The CBDC is also on deck. We got a puff piece by the Western media predicting what's coming with CBDCs, trying to pave the way in people's minds.
What's a hit piece and what's a puff piece, Ian?
A hit piece is an attack, and a puff piece is a glowing recommendation or a glowing article about a thing.
All right.
Thank you for asking. So you can bring up anything that you want here on Free Talk Live. In other news, I do want you to know about Bitcoin.com. So if you're interested in cryptocurrency, which is not the same thing as digital currency, if you're interested in cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, then you ought to get over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page. That's where you can learn some of the basics about crypto like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You do need to know some of these ideas, I think, before you get into them. Don't go into this blind. Take a little bit of time. It doesn't have to be a lot of time. 3 minutes is the length, I think, of the first video or thereabouts. Just watch that one at the bare minimum. Dig in deeper if you feel so inclined before you actually get into crypto. It might be a good time to get in. Some people think it's going to keep going down. I know, Peakless, you're one of those people. You think that the current price of $16,400-something for a Bitcoin is still probably not the bottom.
Oh, definitely not. I think it's a really... And a lot of people are predicting that this is the bottom, it's going to go up from here, and I think that they're just ignoring the fact that right now we have quantitative tightening going on. So right
now... That's
with
the Federal Reserve.
Yeah. Right now, the Fed turned off the money printers. Mm-hmm. And as long as those money printers stay off... Everything's going to go down.
Mm.
The price of houses is going to go down. Mm-hmm. The price of stocks is going to go down.
Sweet.
I mean, art can probably stay outside of that.
Mm.
Gold has its own wacky sort of thing going on. But in general, everything is going down because no one can afford to buy a whole bunch of extra stuff that they don't absolutely need right now. Whereas, like, the household credit is going way through the roof because no one's working and they still need to pay rent. But, yeah, so, like, no one can spend time or can spend money on investments. So I think that's going to keep the rate, questionable. But that's going to keep happening until they turn the money printers back on.
They will eventually.
Oh, yeah. I think they will just as soon as the European Central Bank capitulates, and they have to start quantitative tightening first. It's a big old financial game of chicken.
Let's go to Joe back on the line here with us in Maryland. Joe, go ahead. You had comments or questions regarding so-called digital currency?
Right. That's going to be where the government sees everything you're buying. They're going to give you social credits and things like that, carbon credits. And for people like me who call shows like this, who I enjoy, I'm not going to get any of the social credits or carbon credits because they're going to say I was a bad boy for talking to you good people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. That can happen.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think they'll classify you as a bioterrorist.
Yeah. Right, I can't even get out of my hospital bed.
Somebody showed, speaking of this whole carbon credit thing, I saw an image online today that was apparently like a screen capture of somebody buying an airline ticket, and the airlines were being categorized not just by price, but to the right of the price column, there was a column of the amount of carbon that the air travel would consume or generate, or what I guess it generates it, that it would generate, and then you could rank by the carbon generated, and there was like this whole other statistic that they're implementing. So, yeah, that stuff's coming too.
There's nothing wrong with that if it stopped there. But and that's the thing. Once you give them this level of just really minute control, they're going to go, okay, well, you have a carbon credit allowance.
You have a limit.
Yeah, and if you don't stay within your allowance, then all these terrible things will happen to you.
Taxes.
That's right. And they're violating our Fourth Amendment rights because we're supposed to be secure in our person, places, papers, and things.
And you won't find any disagreement here, Joe, that's for sure.
Right. I mean, it's just horrible, and people are puppets.
Yeah, I don't know when or if those people are going to wake up, but I appreciate your call. Thank you, Joe, for making it tonight.
All right, I hope they wake up. Thanks, guys.
Indeed. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We'll get into CBDCs here in a moment. Just a little bit more about Elon Musk. This is from the AP. Again, they're talking about this whole kind of process of him firing people after he came in. He's now letting people back on the platform. We've seen some high-end figures like Peterson, I think, the guy from Canada. What's his name?
Jordan Peterson.
Yeah. That's him. He came back on, and Trump's account has been reinstated, though Trump, of course, has not yet gone back to the account. So these sort of noteworthy folks have been let back on. But starting this week, supposedly Musk is going to go do a general amnesty of any account that wasn't banned for, like, actually breaking the law or for being a spammer. And then so just basically a mass amnesty, as it's called. And then he said after he took control in the end of October, he tweeted that no suspended accounts would be reinstated until Twitter formed a content moderation council with diverse viewpoints that would consider the cases. On Tuesday, however, he said he was reneging on that promise because he'd agreed to, at the instance of a, quote, large coalition of political social activist groups who later, quote, broke the deal, unquote, by urging that advertisers at least temporarily stop giving Twitter their business. So much for the Content Moderation Council. Twitter, Elon has basically made the Content Moderation Council just an open poll that he posts on his own personal account and just letting the average Twitter users vote on things, apparently.
You know, if you have the ability, why not? Right? You can use Twitter in that particular fashion to do that because it exists and because he bought it. The other thing I wanted to say about the acquisition is what you've seen Musk do is typical of a tech company getting bought by another company, right? They come in, they kind of let it go for a little while, and they evaluate what's going on. Maybe they bring in some consultants to help with all of that decision-making and stuff. And then they generally cut staff. That's the first thing they do, right? Payroll, right? They figure out what assets they can liquidate and how they can bring themselves closer to being in the black. Most companies, when they get bought, are not in the black, which is why they're getting bought, because somebody else sees some potential value. Maybe they got some money to be able to put into it and a plan to get it to in the black. But it's very typical of any company, any tech company, being bought by another company. I've worked for companies that have been bought by other companies, and then that company gets bought by another company, and it's this meta, like, buying of companies.
Yep.
So I've
consolidation
seen this,
all along the way.
I've seen this time and time again, and he is following that script, if you will, to a T.
Yeah.
A lot of people were really surprised that Twitter wasn't profitable, and it's like, okay.
Ever. They never made money.
So here's the thing. It's a media company.
Mm-hmm.
A media company. Yeah. Like, I know, it's social media, so, like, they don't have to pay reporters or anything, but media companies have traditionally lost money. Like, newspapers are something that rich guys own, mostly so they can put forward or squelch whichever stories they want. So trust me, you're not going to see any terrible stories about Tesla on Twitter for a while.
I don't know. I bet you can find anti-Tesla posts on Twitter.
They'll exist, and that's the thing. You'll never know.
Meaning you won't have an easy time finding them?
You'll never know what got quashed.
True. There's more coming up here. This is...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA Radio News.
Police in Chesapeake, Virginia released the note written by Andre Bing sometime before he fatally shot six people at the Walmart where he worked. before turning the gun on himself. The gun used during the Tuesday night incident was purchased legally. Adobe says $9.12 billion was spent online during Black Friday, setting a new record. Sales were up overall on the first day of the holiday shopping season. Early voting has begun in Georgia, with all eyes on the Senate race between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Award-winning actress and singer Irene Cara has died at her Florida home. The voice behind Fame and Flashdance What a Feeling was 63 years old. The World Cup is bringing record viewership to Spanish-language broadcasts on Telemundo and the streaming service Peacock. Mexico's win Tuesday was the most streamed World Cup game in U.S. history. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday show. Phones are open and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up later tonight, about 2 hours from now, these guys, People's Mountaineer and the Captain.
What do you mean these guys?
Are going to be returning for Beard Talk Live. Also, nobody expected to join you.
Correct.
As well. So the three of you are the regulars on Beard Talk Live, which is our uncensored, FCC-free, internet-only show that happens every Saturday night, 10:30 Eastern Time, on our video streaming platforms only. You can go to watch.freetalklive.com. They'll take you right to the page where you can watch the stream happen live. If you can't watch it live, that's okay. You can always listen later because it does appear in our podcast. And if you aren't subscribed to the Free Talk Live podcast, you can do that over at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find the podcast there. Most of the time you get what's called the Daily Digest, and that's like an hour-long cut of the full Free Talk Live radio show. That happens every day, but when Beard Talk Live comes out, it's the full three, however many hours you guys do.
It's usually
around three.
Yep.
But there's no firm time. You know, you're not committed to any one way or
another.
It could be, shorter, it could be
pretty
longer.
Consistently 3 hours, but
yeah,
pretty
so far.
Consistent. But the nice thing about not having a radio slot that we have to fit into is, like, if the conversation goes long,
it can go long. If it goes short, it can go short. That's right. So check them out tonight. And by the way, Captain, you asked for a Beard Talk Live page on the Free Talk Live website, and that now exists. It is beard.freetalklive.com. Now, to be fair, I guess I did put a link to the video there, but basically what it is it's just a straight RSS feed of all of the Beard Talk Live episodes. So easily accessible, all in one place. Somebody can just go and grab whichever one
they want. So for our fan who wants to listen to all the Beard Talk Live episodes... Well, they can now go to one space. That's awesome.
Yeah, so check that out.
Please pass our thanks on to our Crack production team for putting that together.
Thankfully, Crack wasn't involved, but your thanks is appreciated. Let's go to the phones here. Speaking of Crack, he's Major Payne on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Good boys. You guys are cackling like a squad of geese. I want to call in about this lost Roman emperor. What the hell is his name?
How do you lose a Roman emperor?
Have you looked behind the sofa?
Oh, no, but I've looked in the cushions of the couch, and I found a quarter.
All right. Who are we talking about here?
It didn't give me no sense. I found a quarter, but it didn't give me no sense.
You may not have had any to begin with.
Well, you know what? I saved my old pennies, and they're worth three apiece. I reckon that means I got some sense.
All right, Major, who's this emperor that you're talking about?
It's escaping me. It's like scandalous. No.
Was he on the silver pieces or whatever?
No, he was on gold.
Gold, okay.
It was Roman coins, sponsored, and they were long thought to be debunked. That this emperor didn't exist.
Hmm.
And it rhymes with, it starts with an S.
Augustus?
Augustus? Romulus?
No.
What about him?
Okay, because Romulus, that would make sense, because that's, kind of a mythological emperor.
I feel like we're playing a TV game show with no prizes.
The guy doesn't even know the answer, even if we guess it right. But
what's your topic?
Yeah, what is
Take
it?
A guess.
Okay, but what about this guy, whatever his name was? Anyway,
he was a Roman emperor at the end of the regime when Rome was falling. And if you know your history, Rome built highways to everywhere they had conquered.
Mm-hmm.
Straight as an arrow.
This guy is a Mon Capitaine, if you will excuse the profession or pronunciation, of the furthest outpost of the realm. Okay? He's being delivered this message that the realm has fallen. Now he's got all this gold and all this crap that he's put in his treasuries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I found.
He only has one or two smiths.
Nepos or Orestes?
I found a story here from HeritageDaily.com. Roman coin reveals long-lost Roman emperor. A Roman coin previously thought to be a forgery has now been authenticated and depicts a long-lost Roman emperor.
Does it say the emperor's name?
It doesn't. Not in the first part of it, no, which I find irritating.
I want to get back to the story here, Major. You're saying this guy at the edge of the Roman Empire gets word that Rome has fallen.
Tasmania. How far can you get?
Tasmania. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's where Dracula came from.
Tasmania is not where Dracula came from.
No, that's where the Tasmanian devil came from.
You mean Transylvania.
Oh, okay. I'm corrupted or corrected.
All right. You got to get the story out there, Major. This ain't the after show.
Ah, here we are. Sponsian.
Okay.
Which does sound like a fake name.
What happened, though? Okay, this guy got wind that the Roman Empire had fallen. Then what?
Well, what I'm thinking is he had all this treasure he had ascertained from the surrounding communities, his conquests and such. And he probably only had one or two smiths that were qualified to make coinage and, repair swords and such. So they made a rough cast, a very rough cast, and printed these coins. And that was why they were figured false, because they just didn't stand up to the initial printing of the Roman doctrine, so to speak.
Okay. And so what happened to the guy?
Well, hell, I don't know. I wasn't alive 2,000 years ago.
Right. Are you sure?
Yeah, I mean, you had us thinking you were. But...
All right, Major, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it, man. Let's go to Jerome. He's probably not too drunk. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
In South Carolina. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was watching some college football today. And, by the way, I also did some research. I found out that Ohio State's football coach is from Manchester, New Hampshire. How do you like that?
Mm, so?
Big deal.
Hey, oh, by the way, they got this pregame show where they put all these ex-players and coaches on, and they all make their predictions from the Ohio State-Michigan game.
Okay.
And four out of the five people all picked Ohio State. One guy picked Michigan, and that's because he went to Michigan. Can we get some analysts on TV or on the radio to know what the hell they're talking about?
Well, I can tell you, I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to college sports. Catherine, I know you do follow some football.
I follow mostly the NFL.
The NFL.
And only, like, one team, really, mm-hmm. in particular. So
This was Fox, by the way. You know, the great Rupert Murdoch, you know, the real rich guy that keeps getting married and divorcing.
What do you think, Jerome, about the whole...
Is he still alive?
No, yeah, he's still around, I think. Huh.
Does he qualify as a man with two first names?
Rupert Murdoch?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, Murdoch's a first name.
Jerome, what are your thoughts on the whole Elon Musk Twitter situation? Have you been following that at all in the news?
Elon Musk is a bum, okay? He's a racist and a bum. And by the way...
He's a what and a bum?
A racist and a bum.
He's a racist?
Wait, are you sure you're not talking about Trump?
Yeah, well, there's another one. Hey, get a Republican Party. That's all they got, man. It's race. That's all they got. They play that all the time.
Didn't Trump just meet with Ye this week? Kanye West?
He's a sellout, man. Come on, he's a sellout.
Oh, so he doesn't count as a black guy?
White lives matter? White lives matter?
I'm curious why he thinks Elon Musk is racist.
Because he likes DeSantis. And DeSantis made a crack about Elon Musk being an African-American because he's not. He's an Africana.
He's from South Africa.
He's not African-American.
All right, hold on, Jerome. We'll bring you back here in just a moment. He's fired up.
Is he not naturalized? Elon Musk, that is?
I don't know.
Me neither.
I presume he is. He seems to spend a lot of time in the United States. I suspect he's not here on a green card. But the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join the show and bring up whatever you want on the way. CBDCs. We'll talk about them.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. Phones open as always. If you want to join us, here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian Peoples Mountaineer and Captain Kickass. In the studio tonight, we've got the CBDC, the Central Bank Digital Currency Phenomenon. It is going to get bigger. And it's not because anybody actually wants it, except for the central bankers.
Governments are going to shove it down your throat.
They literally are going to do just that, and we'll talk about what it is.
Oh, come on, the central bankers, the politicians, the bureaucrats, all of them really want this.
Yeah, but not even like the big bankers really want it. They're just trying to go along with it so they don't get cut out of the picture.
Have you bumped into a person? Now, I know, you know, we have a community of freedom-oriented individuals. Most of us are at least exposed to cryptocurrency on some level, you know, the thoughts of it and that kind of a thing. But have you bumped into anybody who's like, yeah, I'm really looking forward to these CBDCs?
No, sure haven't.
I can't name a person.
Maybe Jerome in South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live. You were going off a moment ago about Elon Musk, but do you have any thoughts on CBDCs? Do you know about the central bank digital currencies?
I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
All right, well, we agree on that, then. Something we agree on.
Nice.
Very nice.
Anything like FTX or Sam Bankman-Fried, no thanks, but...
It's worse. It's worse than that.
Way worse.
Yeah. This would be like FTX if it were run by the government.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if the government would run anything. I don't think they'd go near FTX at this point.
Well, they were all over FTX before. I mean, the government was getting all kinds of donations from FTX.
Yeah. Wait, where'd you hear that from? Right-wing talk radio?
No, it's a fact. He's on the list.
So there's this thing where if you donate to politics, you have to have a record of that.
Yeah.
And the record shows that he's the number two donor to the Democrats.
Behind?
Yeah.
Behind George Soros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Democrats, though, the Democrats, he was donating to the Democrats. I just want to be clear, because you mentioned right wing. He was not donating to the right wing. So it looks like it was a money laundering operation to filter money to the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm. Specifically, the butt ton of money that they just sent to Ukraine.
Go ahead, Jerome.
Hey, the Republicans got plenty of sugar daddies, right?
Oh, they do. No doubt.
Oh, yeah.
They're bad news, too. There's no doubt about it. I mean, FTX, if he'd given to Republicans, too, we would have pointed that out, but I've not heard that allegation.
And they got the state of Florida rigged too. Ask George Bush about that, huh? How you lose the popular vote, you still end up in the White House, just like Bush and Trump did, huh? Yeah. Take it to the Supreme Court. Oh, no, we got to give it to the Republicans.
It's called the electoral system. I mean, technically, 100% of the American population could vote for one guy, and the other guy get 100% of the electoral votes that actually matter.
In
so.
Theory, not let likely
me,
to happen.
Yeah, I mean, there'd be comeuppance for it, but they can do it.
Well, let me ask you this. How come nobody was talking about rigged elections back when those two decisions happened, huh?
That's a fair question.
The election is rigged. You didn't hear Kerry Lake, the crazy boy haircut drag queen buddy talking about rigged elections then, did you?
I was pissed when Al Gore just gave up on that one. Like, that was one of the first times I'm like, oh, you are connected behind the scenes more than I know, aren't you? Because he just gave up on the recounts. Like, he could have kept going with them and just, nope.
Well, yeah, it's the losing party that always talks about rigged elections, right? So, you know, you shouldn't be surprised about that. When the Democrats win, the Republicans say the elections were rigged. And when the Republicans win, the Democrats say they were rigged.
Yeah, I feel like I hear about rigged elections every time there's an election.
Yep.
Hey, you were talking about Elon Musk?
Yeah.
Hey, you actually think Elon Musk grew up being oppressed as a white South African?
I didn't say that.
Do you know anything
I didn't
about
say that.
South Africa?
I didn't say that, Jerome. None of us said that Elon Musk was oppressed.
He was oppressed, no.
No. But the reason I said he's a bum is because he's an Afrikaner. I looked it up. He's not South African. He's an Afrikaner.
What does that mean?
That means white South African. They came and they took over the country.
Oh, so if you have pale skin, you're not actually like a person of that continent.
Right. Their history is a lot similar to our history of the Native Americans. How whites came and dominated them and other races and took over this country. Their history is a lot similar to South African history. There's a lot similar to our history of oppression.
So anyone that's not, what's the term I'm looking for, of the red skin is not from America?
No, I'm just telling you the history of some of the stuff about South Africa that I read about.
I'm just using your logic here. If you're saying that Elon Musk isn't from South Africa because he's white, then the only actual Americans are Native Americans.
He's not a native South African. He wasn't. Look, his family came to that country from somewhere else. From they were Dutch settlers. Right?
So did the Native Americans, by the way. I mean, the theory, I think, generally is that humans crossed the Bering Land Bridge many thousands of years ago or whatever, and those would have then become the so-called Native Americans. So by that definition, then, we can't even call anyone an American.
Look, white South Africans dominated the black South Africans.
Okay, but are you just going to ignore everything we just said?
Yes.
No, but I'm telling you, white South Africans dominated black South Africans for decades.
Okay.
Yes.
And right now,
we agree.
And right now, politicians are dominating whites, blacks, Asians, Mexicans,
everybody.
Native Americans here in the United States
Some
and all around
farm
the planet.
Animals.
Yeah, we're still being dominated.
He's going to give DeSantis a lot of money, by the way.
I don't care if it's DeSantis or whatever the Democrat of the moment, AOC. I don't care who it is. Right. They're all dominators. Don't you see that, right, Jerome?
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Really?
Hey, what choice do you have? What choice? You got the Republican.
Well, we do have a choice.
Democrat.
The choice for those of us who believe in liberty, which does not include most of the people probably listening to the show, at least on the radio. The choice for people who believe in liberty is to gather together in a physical geographic area. And that's why the three of us have moved
to New Hampshire.
Yeah, we've moved to New Hampshire for that purpose, because we understand there is no choice outside of New Hampshire. There is no choice for those that love liberty, for the libertarians out there. They can't get a leg up. They can't get any kind of sticking power. They can't get anybody elected to anything higher up than dog catcher in some towns. And so we needed a new strategy, and the Free State Project is that strategy, and it works. It's working very well. Thank you, Jerome, for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
And there is one other thing that people can do, because he raises a fair question. What choice do we have? Mm-hmm. And that is one choice that you have, is if you believe in liberty, come to where the people who believe in liberty are.
Right, the highest concentration on the planet.
Well, not only come, but help us build the thing that's going eventually replace this behemoth known as the state.
Right. And the other thing that you can do is, wherever you are, start using cryptocurrency.
Yes.
Like, if you don't know about it, learn about it. If you know about it, use a little bit of it. If you're using it, great. Use your skills, your goods, your labor, and exchange it for that. Because every little bit, and especially, you know, this coming Cyber Monday, you know, our listeners who believe in liberty, try and find a way, if you're going to participate in Cyber Monday, to spend a little bit of cryptocurrency online this month.
There's usually a list of those sites somewhere. I don't know who
Purse
does it.
Still exists.
Purse.io or saveitpurse.com, I think, will still get you there. So check that out. Let's go to David in New Mexico. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, it's like you're talking about. And I wanted to get... We have a contentious race in New Mexico right now. It's actually not for a, it's for the chair of the Republican Party for the whole state of New Mexico. And, coincidentally, Eddie Aragon is, running for it. He lost that race by one vote last time around. And to help him win, one thing that I don't think that he understands is that he's inconsistent. Of course, the establishment politicians are inconsistent and unreliable as well, but I believe, and other people in New Mexico can call me on it if I'm wrong, that Eddie goes back and forth and that people don't trust him. And so my advice in this race is to try to, as best you can, not go back and forth on your position.
Isn't it basically a meaningless position? I mean, New Mexico is a hard left Democrat state. I mean, running the Republican Party there is, you know, it's a booby prize.
Right, but his goal is, I pulled two main things out of it. One is that he doesn't want the party ripping itself apart by having 20 people or 12 people is what they had Republicans in a gubernatorial primary. At least that's the number that he used. I don't know if it was that many. He wants the party to select the candidate and not have them primary and get all behind it so it doesn't get torn apart. And number two, he is concerned about the operation of state, local, and federal elections, and he claims as a party chair to have...
Well, I'll tell you what, it really doesn't matter. I mean, whether people are running in the election as a gubernatorial candidate or if it's done within the Republican Party, none of it's going to matter because they're going to lose. So, I mean, if you're a Republican and you're still living in New Mexico, just move east. Get to Texas, right? Isn't that a better place for Republicans?
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.